half of the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You know, the cheapest cost of living can be found in the state of Texas. Now I want to know, because we have listeners in this community, if you know which town, which city, actually, in Texas is the least expensive. What city has the cheapest cost of living in our country? It is a reasonably, respectably sized city in Texas. Know what it is? 800-510-8255. I'll give you a little information. Let's see. The population of this community is 383,000. The median household income is $30,000 a year, which is $18,000 off the average American income. Amazing. Average home price, $209,000 in this metro area. There are lots of industry there. Where they make buses and that kind of stuff in this community. So what's the name of the community? 800-510-8255. Dr. Ken Kronhaus comes up in a few minutes with this week's some of the important medical information. For anybody who has missed it so far this week, please check out the video of Venus crossing in front of the sun. This was really quite spectacular. Even if you did see it, you ought to check out the video from NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory, which we have up at the Video of the Day box. DougSteffens.com is the website. Check out today's Video of the Day, Venus crossing in front of the sun. A lot of great videos every single day. We post at least one, if not more. We ought to post, you know, I've threatened to do this for a long time, ladies, and I have not done it yet. And I was sort of thinking, for those of you who are just joining us, I was talking the last hour about this new book. Well, it's a sort of series of books. A lot of people are reading Fifty Shades of Grey. Listen to me. Whiter Shade of Pale. Where did that come from? I was also talking about... Yeah, it is. I know that, Roberta. Thank you. There's a new book from J.K. Rowling that is touted to be a lot like these books that James has written, in that it is way off the mark from what she has done before with Harry Potter. Supposedly... This is a comedy that has a little sexual innuendo to it. Maybe not the hot and heavy stuff that you're talking about. The ladies now. So, Heather, you've started reading The Shades of Grey. Did you read the other two first? Because they were the prequels for that, right?
No, it was my understanding that I didn't know anything about it being a trilogy. I thought it was just 50 Shades of Grey, and it wasn't until I started reading it that I found out it's a trilogy.
Got it. Okay. So now you'll read this one, and then you go find the others.
Yeah, I do have the others. Ready. So I should finish this up in another day or two and move
really?
On.
How much do you read a night? How many pages do you read normally when you put the children to bed and you read in bed? Is that it?
Yes, I do.
Really?
By candlelight.
Very nice.
It's lovely.
Yeah, because you have no lights in your bedroom? What's the story?
No, I just like it.
Oh, do you really?
It's cozy.
You can read by candlelight, really?
Yeah, I have. Well, I've got one really massive candle with like three wicks, and then I have another like kind of average candle. And between the two of them, it gives off good enough light and sets the mood. And there I go.
What, to be by yourself?
Yes, to be dating Heather.
That's very nice. Okay, why did you say oh no, Jennifer?
Because we're learning a lot about Heather
that we don't necessarily need to know.
All right, let's find out something about Glenn, who's called us on Good Day at 800-510-8255. Glenn, hi.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. What's going on?
You know what? I am just driving through your beautiful state, and I listened to the radio, heard the question, and thought I'd give it an answer.
What beautiful state are you in? Because we're in all of them.
Mississippi.
In Mississippi, okay. You're driving through on your way from where to where?
From Tupelo to Gulfport.
Tupelo to Belfort. That's a pretty good ride.
Gulfport, down on the coast.
That too. Yeah, all right, so you have a nice ride. It's a very pleasant area. So as you're driving, you're thinking, I know the answer to that question. What is the least expensive city, the cheapest city, i.e. cost of living-wise, in this country?
Harlingen, Texas.
Well, you're in the right ball. There's a metro area that includes Harlingen and San Benito and Brownsville. It's generally considered the greater Brownsville area. Rents in Brownsville average $659 a month. That's four times less than in New York, Roberta. Let's see here. Utilities are pricey there, but groceries are less. other consumer goods are pretty low and labor is low because they're right on the Rio Grande. And a lot of, frankly, cheap labor, the illegals come across, and that's why labor is cheap there. That's why there's a lot of manufacturing. I think they make some kind of a washing machine there, too, if I'm not mistaken. So you are correct, sir. Thank you. Hold on just a second. We'll get your address, send you a swell prize. In a moment, Dr. Ken is going to visit with us, so stay tuned for some important medical information next here on Good Day.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to overview some of the important medical information this week. A lot of heart news. Interesting about the low-dose aspirin story, because it seems to be almost counterintuitive. Do you agree with that, Ken?
Well, this is a story that was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Doug, the important thing about this study is that they considered low-dose aspirin 300 milligrams or less. And most people in America are on 81 milligrams, the baby, one of them, right, or maybe two, up to 162 milligrams. But the important result of this study was that they discovered that there was more harm from daily aspirin than we had thought in the past. More bleeding from the stomach or intestines, more bleeding into the brain. And what this study did, why it's getting so much play, is because it raised the question of whether people should be taking it for prevention. And those who already have a heart attack, already have coronary artery disease, there's no doubt the benefits outweigh the risk. But if you take a daily aspirin and you've never had a heart attack, you have no known coronary artery disease, or you're not diabetic, what I want you to do, all of those listeners, talk to your doctor. Ask your doctor if you should be taking daily aspirin.
So, if we were to use me as a guinea pig, we were on, you had advised me to take a baby aspirin. I was told that one of the reasons that my colon was as pink as it was is because I had taken a daily aspirin. Now it sounds like not a good idea, maybe because of brain complications as much as anything else, huh?
Well, in your situation, because of some plaquing in the carotids, and you're very, very low risk of having a problem with it, I would still recommend just one, the 81, a very small amount, which is far from the 300 milligram amount that they used in this study that was considered daily low dose.
Mm-hmm. Well, we still have to do something about that plaque in my, we have to that plaque thing can be difficult in the carotid arteries for a lot of people. Got to get lots of
increase
blood.
The dose.
All right. Okay. Next up has to do with exercise and whether enough is enough or too much, or how do you figure out what enough is? It seems to me that would be the question here.
Exactly, Doug. This is out of the Mayo Clinic proceedings. If you exercise, and I hope you do some activity, you have to realize exercise needs to be looked at like a drug. And with any drug, the right amount is good, but too much is not better. It's worse. And extreme exercise, such as marathons, Doug, may permanently damage the heart and can trigger these rhythm abnormalities that can be deadly. The safe upper limit for heart health, if you're going to exercise for the heart, is a maximum of an hour a day, after which there's little benefit to the individual. But physical activity can be highly effective for preventing and treating many diseases such as coronary heart disease, hypertension, heart failure, and obesity. But these extreme endurance training efforts, they can cause transient structural cardiovascular changes, and over months and years of repetitive injury, Doug, this can lead to the development of patchy scarring of certain areas of the heart and lead to these abnormal, deadly heart rhythms.
All right, so with regard to that, we've been talking a whole lot about obesity. You say men who have waists over, 40, and women over 34 better be careful. What's the link to diabetes there?
Exactly. This is in PLOS Medicine this week, that waist circumference is strongly and independently linked to the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Overweight people with a large waist, we're talking about men over 40 inches and women over 34.5 inches, they have a higher risk of eventually developing diabetes type 2, regardless of what their weight is.
Wow. All right, so a lot of conversation about heart and heart health. It all relates back to your specialty, your expertise. Ken, although he knows a great deal about all kinds of medicines, has been a cardiologist in Florida for decades, and as so, he deals with people all the time that have high cholesterol and high triglycerides, and so the news about cardiol is pretty good and gets to the heart, if you'll pardon the pun, of the issue.
Exactly, Doug. As a cardiologist, I always seek the most effective and safest way to lower this cholesterol in my patients, and there's this new all-natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, Doug, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. These are known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results in just 60 days. I like it because it's safe, it's FDA registered, and Cardiol, it's easy to take, just one capsule a day.
All right, here's how you take care of your need to try this. The folks who have imported Cardiol from Italy have made available a free 30-day trial so you can try it and see for yourself. You pay shipping and handling, that's it. You click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at cardiol.net/Ken. That's cardiol.net, cardiol.net/Ken, K-E-N. Or you call them toll-free, 888-809-6424 to order this free 30-day trial. Take a capsule a day, watch your cholesterol levels go down, triglycerides go down. 888-809-6424 or cardiol.net/Ken.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Question here. You know who sings this song?
No.
Ladies, no. It's Pratt McLean. And you know who taught me geometry in high school?
No, sir.
The McLean. Pratt McLean.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was my geometry teacher. And what was funny is that he was probably like the worst geometry teacher ever, and math isn't exactly my strong point, so I need a lot of guidance. And his thing was, he was so into UCLA football that if you didn't know the answer to a question on the test, you could actually just write in, I love UCLA, or UCLA rules, or USC stinks, and you'd actually get the question right. So literally, my test papers would be, I love UCLA, UCLA is great, go UCLA, and that's how I passed geometry in high school. Isn't that funny?
That's hysterical.
Well, the reason that we're talking about Happy Days is that the cast of Happy Days have been in court. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but earlier this week they went to court and they actually got a huge win when the judge refused to throw out their lawsuit, which accused CBS of cheating them out of merchandising money. The people in the lawsuit are Marion Ross, she was the mama,
right.
Anson Williams, he was, what was he again? Potsy Weber, that's
Potsy.
Right. Don Most,
okay.
Who was the redhead guy. Oh, my gosh, why am I forgetting the whole name? Who
Ralph
was he?
Mouth.
Ralph Mouth. There
Ralph
you go.
Mouth.
Remember him? And
yes.
Then Erin Moran, who played Joni, and also the wife of Tom Bosley, were also in the lawsuit. They're saying that their likenesses are being used on DVDs and merchandise, and they aren't getting any compensation for it. So CBS is trying to claim DVDs were not considered merchandise under the Starz contract. But Tuesday, a judge ruled, good news for them, that the network did not prove the plaintiffs were not entitled to be paid royalties. So they set a trial date for July 17th. So that brings us to a little 2020 news question.
Uh-huh.
As Doug's like to say, are you ready? Are you ready, girls? Ready, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The man who was the creator of Happy Days was also responsible for directing Pretty Woman, Valentine's Day, and New Year's Day. Mm. And he also has a famous sister. Who are we talking about? Name the man who created Happy Days, 800-510-8255 for a cool Doug Steffen prize. 800-510-8255, name the creator of Happy Days. He also directed Pretty Woman, Valentine's Day, New Year's Day, and has a very famous sister. Now, one of the people that really needs this lawsuit to come through is Erin Moran. Have you guys seen the stories about her?
No, what's going on with her?
She's broke, really, really broke. She and her husband, according to the National Enquirer this mm-hmm. week, are living in a trailer park in Indiana.
Oh, no.
She's 51.
Is
she's
it a
not
double
working.
Wide at least?
At least, I know.
I hope.
I don't know. But her husband, Steve Fleshman, is, I guess, he's so poor that he's actually taken a job at Walmart to try to make ends meet. And it's even just part-time at Walmart.
Part-time at Wally's World. Oh, gosh.
I have no idea.
What happened to all her money?
she must have squandered it, or maybe the contract didn't pay her right. I don't know. But I do know that a few years ago, she was on Celebrity Fit Club on VH1.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little weird. You know when you just feel like someone's a little bit off? She was drinking.
Yeah.
She was drinking a lot on the show. She kind of had a couple episodes where she was falling all over the place. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but apparently they're in this mobile home park now taking care of her husband's mom.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Oh, gosh. So the in-laws are with her, too.
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
Oh, I certainly hope she has the double wide. He's working at Wally's.
Yep, I wonder if he's a greeter.
World.
I wonder if he's a greeter or the check-in. I don't know if he's old enough to be a greeter.
I didn't know there was an age requirement for greeters.
Well, you need there are the older guys that wear the yellow vests in the front of the store.
I walked in the other day, and the greeter was there. It was an older gentleman with few teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I asked him, I said, where is your gluten-free section? And he looked at me like I had two heads. He said, the what? I said, the gluten-free section. And he says, what's gluten?
He said, young lady, watch your mouth.
I said, don't worry about it, sir. I'll find it.
On that note, we're waiting for your calls now. 800-510-8255. Tell us the creator of Happy Days at 28 Past on Good Day. Oh, do we have a caller, Michael, or do we have to take a break?
Whatever you want. We do have callers.
All right, well, let's say hello to Roy and see if we can get an answer to the trivia question. Hey, Roy.
Good morning.
Hey. All right, so we're talking Happy Days. Do you know who's responsible for that lovely show? Did you watch Happy Days, first of all?
Every episode, probably 10 times.
Who was your favorite?
Oh, well, it's got to be the Fonz, but, you know, sit on it, posse. Come on. I mean, classic lines. The show is just phenomenal. And the Weezer video is maybe the best video I've ever seen.
I think you're right about that. All right, so who's the creator of Happy Days, since you're an expert in the field?
Gary Marshall.
Gary Marshall, that's a correct answer. Very, very good, Roy. We're going to send you out a cool Doug Steffen prize. Thanks for calling in. All right, guys, we'll be back. It's Doug Steffen's Good Day at 28 past the hour.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
What?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Always miss Dougie when he's gone. Roberta Fasanelli with you, Heather Bachman. I'm Jennifer Horn, and we're talking before about Walmart, and we were talking about how maybe Erin Moran from Happy Days, there apparently has fallen on hard times. Her husband's working at a Walmart, and we were just wondering what his job would be, if he was a greeter or a checkout guy. And Molly from Mount Vernon, Ohio, called in and said that they are no longer greeting people at Walmart. Is that right, Molly?
Well, in Ohio, they're not. What they did is a tragedy. They took the kind people that were at the door greeters. You know, they were, you know, a little more elderly in age,
right,
and a little less agile and strong than the younger ones. They said, here's your choice. You can either work on the floors or you can quit. You can, you know, they said that it was a terrible thing that some of the people that we love to see, you know, they want to say, how are you feeling today? Have a good day. They'd give stickers to the kids. They were an important part of our Walmart, and our Walmart said, I said, where's the door greeters? They're either on the floor or they've quit. And another thing that they've done, I think that the door greeters has knocked some of their business out because this is the springtime. They got tons of plants. Half of their plant stock died because they don't have workers enough to water the plants. And
wow,
it's just a tragedy. They're doing it to themselves. And I was upset with Walmart because of, you know, I enjoyed the door greeters. They don't even have them.
I'm curious to know if this is all the way across the board or if this is just Ohio. So if you've been to Walmart lately, call us and let us know, 800-510-8255. I admittedly have not been to a Walmart in a really long time, not for any particular reason except for the fact that there's not one nearby. But I'm sad because when you walk into Walmart, that's who you see. You see the older people, senior citizens maybe, that are always very friendly and in their yellow vests. And I'm kind of outraged by that.
All right, Molly. There's an article here that's dated back to January of this year, that states people greeters will no longer welcome Walmart customers with a cart and a smile. 4 months after the Walmart got rid of its night shift people greeters. So maybe it's just that. The big box retailer is moving its day shift greeters inside the store. Walmart claims it's all in the name of better customer service. But the announcement has left some greeters uncertain about their future jobs.
Hmm.
So it sounds like there are big plans going on
How is that better customer service to get rid of, like, the best part of Walmart? Like, the friendly smile that you get when you walk in the door. It makes you feel good about being in there.
And how much money could they possibly be saving? I mean, these people aren't getting, you know, $100,000 a year. Yeah, it's minimum wage. So they can't be saving that much.
Wow. Interesting. I had no idea that we'd uncover this big thing. I almost want to get someone from Walmart on. Maybe you can work on that, Heather, to see what's going on with Walmart, because that's just a bummer. All right,
we need the facts.
Let's see what's going on in El Paso with Walmart. Jim, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
All right. So what's Walmart like in El Paso?
Well, it's just like any other Walmart store, I guess. I'm a security guard now. I do mobile security outside.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, all of our dog greeters are gone, too.
No!
Oh, yeah, yeah. From what I heard, the whole United States did it, so.
So as someone who's in front of the store, which is where you are people making any comments, or do they not seem to notice that the door greeters are gone?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they noticed it. They sure did.
That is unbelievable.
They used to all check receipts when they went out the door, too.
Interesting. Yeah. So has that made the shoplifting any worse? Is it different without them there?
Yeah, they've lost a few things.
Huh.
Yeah, sure have.
Very interesting. Well, Jim, thanks for calling. So I guess the greeters are no more at Walmart. So I guess Aaron Rand's husband is a checker or a stalker. Wow, I'm a little sad about that.
I'm sad for them, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
I think I'm going to go to Walmart today and talk to somebody. Yeah.
I know. We should start a Twitter campaign about this. Bring back the greeters at Walmart. Maybe we can start a Facebook page. This upsets me. All right. So that's one of the hot issues, obviously, going on today. And then, Roberta, you have a story about the Boy Scouts. What's going on with the Boy Scouts today?
Well, apparently the Boy Scouts are reconsidering their ban on gay Boy Scouts and gay Scout leaders. It was all brought to the surface by a kid by the name of Zach Walls. He's an Eagle Scout. Mm-hmm. And he happens to have two lesbian mothers. And he was very upset when he found out that a Scout leader by the name of Jennifer Tyrell, she was thrown out in April because she came out that she was gay.
Can you be a girl Boy Scout leader?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so women can be.
A den mother. They're called
a den mother. That's right.
Den mother. So now they're reconsidering a resolution that calls for the ending of their 102-year-old policy that bans gay scouts and gay scout leaders. So actually, this is kind of like, you know, a move in the right direction as far as civil liberties are concerned. And absolutely, you know, this Boy Scout who brought it to the surface, I mean, he's not gay, but his mother's a lesbian couple. So when he found out that the den mother who was gay was thrown out, he started making all sorts of noise. And this kid's an Eagle Scout, which...
How old is he? Does it state how his age?
You know, it doesn't say how old he is, but the fact that he's an Eagle Scout, I would say that he's at least in his teens.
Yeah, wow. 16, good probably 17, right?
Yep, something like that. Or he may be a little older at this point in time, but... It's a wonderful step in the right direction, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, some people might disagree, certainly, and that's their right. But
don't ask, don't tell, out the window.
But that's kind of cool. I love it whenever a kid actually takes initiative to make
a stand.
Me too.
I love hearing it.
Since I think it probably hit home for him, since, you know, his mothers are a lesbian couple, so it probably really hit home for him about this den mother.
Mm-hmm. You guys are both parents too. You both have, well, Heather, your kid's a little older than a teenager, but Roberta, you have a teenager right now. Mm-hmm. How do you encourage them to stand up? And do you even to speak out against stuff that they may not think is right?
My daughter, since the time she was 12, has had a sticker and a button that says Equality Now, and you're going to laugh at this. Next Tuesday, she has two of her friends coming in for an overnight stay because they're passing through New York. And she told me, she said that they're... one is a guy and one is a girl. She said, but the girl, who is 16, is really transgender.
Hmm.
Who actually in school is a boy because he's from a small town and can't ex- express it because he would just get beat up every day. But he said, you have to call her a she. She's, as far as their goal, her friends are concerned, that it's a she. Even though anatomically he's still male, she said that, you know, he's saving up, and when he's 18 and he's on his own, he's going to start going in for the transgender operations. So my daughter, it's not an issue to her, and especially that she's in a performing arts high school. She's in the Fame High School at Lincoln Center in New York City. You know, it's probably a higher concentration there of people who happen to have different sexual orientations. So it's considered almost a normal. It's what's normal to them. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, well, you know, you're gay or you're bisexual or you're transgender. You know, whatever. The kids don't care. To them, it's just part of, you know, being human and being alive and, you know, who they are. So, I have to say, when she told me, you know, well, you know, Jackie's coming, but she's transgender, I had to kind of like straighten it out. Okay, explain this to me.
She, well, or he?
said her mother's going to call, just to touch base and make sure that we're okay and everything. But when you talk to the mother, make sure you say the kid's name is a male name. But when you talk to her, it's really a she. You got to call her by the female name. I'm like, okay,
I'm really.
Well, the parents are very conservative, apparently.
Wow.
And they're from a small town, like I said.
How interesting that you have to live in that little thing where at school and at home you're a boy, but all your friends know you as a girl. Interesting. All right, so if you want to chime in on the Boy Scouts, on the Walmart greeters, we're outraged about the Walmart greeters here. You can do that at 800-510-8255, 800-510-8255. We're going to talk about some dumb criminals next on Good Day.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
What's your first stop this weekend? The Estee Lauder counter at Macy's for the summer getaway gift. Your free 7-piece gift includes a colorful beach tote, a full-size pure color lipstick, sumptuous mascara, and more. Plus your choice of moisturizer in a 14-day supply. It's yours with any $35 Estee Lauder skincare or foundation purchase. What to buy? Summer Skin loves our number one anti-aging serum, Advanced Night Repair. Quantities are limited, so come get your Estee Lauder summer getaway gift. Only at Macy's. Start your summer today.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now, that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper,
Are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Doug Steffen's good day, except without Doug Steffen today, but sitting in doing our best to fill his big shoes and his corduroy pants. Roberta Fasinelli, Heather Bachman, and Jennifer Horn. And we've just kind of stumbled on something here, that Walmart has actually gotten rid of their greeters in the front of the store. And maybe this happened a little while ago, but it's just coming to our attention. And we're upset about it. Dottie's calling us from Elizabeth. Hey, Dottie, how are you today?
Yes, Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Okay, hi.
Hi. It's in the northeastern part, just at the Outer Banks. And we only have Walmart because we're a very small community. Mm-hmm. And they still have greeters, but the greeters have taken on additional roles. They check in items for return. They oversee the security. And they get to sit on a stool, so we have quite a few elderly people who have jobs there and continue to have jobs there, and everyone knows who they are, and you have to stop by and say hi, and how are you doing today, and...
Yeah, that was what we like about, I mean, that's what I like about the greeters, is that when you walk in, it kind of puts you in a good mood. It makes you feel good because you see the same people over and over again. Plus, they're just nice, welcoming you into a place. And so
right.
You still have them in Elizabeth City then. They're still there.
Yes, because they do additional things.
So are they not at the front door anymore?
At the front door, if they're infirm, they get to sit on a stool. But if someone brings in a package for return, they check that in and put a sticker on it so they can go over to the return desk. And they also make sure that the carts for people who are in handicapped get charged back up and are ready to go. And and that sort of thing. So they have other jobs that they do in addition to saying hello to people.
Very cool. Well, at least they're still there. Even if they have to do a little more work, at least they're still there, which is kind of cool.
Yes, and it's all in the confined space where they do their work, so it's not as if they have to run around the store and lift heavy things.
Right, absolutely. All right, well, thank you so much for the call, Dottie. We're going to go to Walmart, it sounds like, in Elizabeth City, because you guys still have the good stuff going on there.
Who knew this was breaking news that we stumbled
on? I know. I really want to know what their official stance right now is on the greeters at the Walmart Corporation. So funny. So now, Heather, you had a story about some dumb criminals in
New
York City.
Major, Okay, so picture this: group of teenagers,
Sicily, 1943. Okay, sorry.
Exactly.
That was a
wearing
Golden
caps
Girls reference
and whatnot. It's a group of kids, apparently teenagers, calling themselves the Brower Boys Gang, okay? Mm-hmm. Running around New York doing B&Es, breaking and entering and, you know, stealing stuff and then pawning it. Well, they apparently got a little tiff going on amongst themselves as far as what was being split up and was it getting split up fairly. Well, now they take it to Facebook. They start arguing about this on Facebook, about the stolen loot and whatnot and the divvying up of it. Now, if that's not bad enough, they friend someone on Facebook, Michael Rodriguez, who happens to be NYPD Detective Michael Rodriguez.
And so there's where the dumb comes in.
Yes. So then
he's busted.
They're talking about what they're going to do and this and that and what they're getting. They set up a sting and they take them down.
Duh. Dumb criminals on Good Day is 50 past the hour.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Raunchy little man.
This was my first concert that I went to without my mom.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I was in the Purple Circle.
I love it.
All right, he's teeny tiny.
He is teeny tiny. And, yeah, he's
still
kind of nasty, but in a good way. All right, Purple Rain, that is Prince from the movie of the same name. Happy birthday, Prince. It's 54 today. I know. How does that go down? All right, Chuck Curry, movie news time, movie moments trivia is what we do at this time every day. We have three clips for you to listen to, then identify the movie, and then call us, and then you win a cool prize. Let's listen to cut number one.
Stan, if this factory ever produces a shell that can actually be fired, I'd be very unhappy.
Ladies, Chucker, any ideas?
Totally lost.
All right. Cut number two, Michael.
All you have to do is tell me what it's worth to you. What's a person worth?
No. What's one worth to you?
All right.
I recognize the voices.
It's a tough one. I will give you a hint. The actor in the movie, it's his birthday today. He's 60. All right, let's play cut number three.
Power is when we have every justification to kill. And we don't.
Sounds like a German accent to me. What do you guys think? There's another hint for you. 800-510-8255. 800-510-8255. Let us know what that movie is. And when we come back, Chuck Curry has movie news.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, Mega Red soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. Mega Red Omega 3 Krill Oil from Shiv.
All right, Chuck Curry time. What's going on in movie news, Chucker?
All right, Jen, reports have it that Jamie Foxx is in early talks to play the President of the United States and director Roland Emmerich's White House Down, a big action movie about terrorists who take over the White House. Your favorite actor, Channing Tatum, will star in the film as a Secret Service agent who
will show his
the President. I would say he probably will.
Okay,
Roland Emmerich is the director of Independence Day, so this is going to be a big action film for next summer. The new Sam Jackson currently seen in the Avengers playing Agent Nick Fury, signing on to play a supporting part in MGM's remake of the 1987 movie RoboCop. Gary Oldman also will have a supporting part in that film. And finally, maybe it's just me, but I'm looking forward to That My Boy with Adam Sandler. And
me too, actually.
What's his name? Yeah. That
Andy Samberg, right?
Like him, but yeah, Adam Samberg. Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't know. It looks funny.
Anytime Adam Sandler is the father that he just, the role looks really funny. The other movie I'm looking for.
The difference in this film is it's rated R, and Sandler has not made an R-rated comedy in quite some time. So,
interesting. That might actually make it
better. Ratchet up a little.
That's kind of a boy movie, Chucker. The other boy movie that I'm looking forward to seeing is that Marky Mark Wahlberg movie with the Ted, with the teddy bear.
Yeah, if you've seen the Red Band trailer, you'll buckle over in laughter. It's very, very funny looking.
All right, let's see if we have an answer to our contest. Let's go over to, how about Steve in Monroe, Louisiana? Hey, Steve.
Hey, how about Schindler's List?
Ooh, how about Schindler's List? Very impressive. Congratulations. Very good. That is the right answer. Good job, Steve. Good job, Steve. All right, also, I'm not sure if you heard, Chucker, apparently with all the success of the Avengers, Warner Brothers decided to bring together the DC Comics superheroes for a Justice League movie. What do you think about that?
That would be inevitable, but the studio executives want to get it done. It would make a lot of money, so I just see why they're doing it. We'll
Batman,
see how it plays out.
Green Lantern, Superman, The Flash,
Wonder Woman,
Chuck Curry will be in it, I think.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Chucker, we'll talk to you tomorrow. It is 59 past on Doug Steffens. Good day.